Thank you for calling Merkley Kendrick Jewelers. This is Sabrina speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Sabrina. It's Michael from RDI Diamonds.
Yeah, how can I help you?
Hey, I was looking for Jessica, if she's available.
Just a moment. I'll see if she is.
Thank you so much. Jessica, it's Michael Sirianni, Rochester Diamonds. What's up?
Michael Sirianni, how's it going?
Happy March, dude. What's going on?
Not much. It is definitely March. It's kind of pretty out, which
getting
changes
there, isn't
everything. It changes everything. Yeah, maybe not for y'all yet, but it's like 72 today, which is a little freakishly warm, but it makes me happy.
No, we got the same thing. It's like 55, 60 here. It's been nice.
Well, good. Good.
Tell me about your life. What's new? How's everything?
My life?
Yeah, I haven't heard from you. How's everything?
Well, I mean, I'm doing the things. I'm keeping my chair warm, making sure nothing falls through the cracks. That's what I do.
Are you going to JCK this year?
We are going to JCK.
Nice.
I don't have a lot yet, but I'm gonna have to start. I usually have started by now. I only have a couple of appointments, but
who's we? Who's going?
That's the variable. I don't actually know 100% yet. I think the 100% is just myself and the net, and whoever else it is a mystery to me.
The net is.
Brian's sister, CFO.
I knew that. It's so funny. I literally was like, that's Brian's sister.
You probably talked to her more than once.
I've talked to her a couple times, I feel like. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's very
yeah.
sweet. Very nice.
Yeah. No, she went last year for the first time and was an absolute perfect JCK partner. Didn't slow me down. Pulled her weight, did her part. It was great.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Really fun.
Yeah.
Really, really fun.
How's Michael Sirianni?
I'm great, honestly. 10 out of 10. Could not be better.
That's good.
I got an email from my South African counterpart, Barbara, over here, that says that somebody from Merkley Kendrick is attending our event.
Yeah.
Shannon.
I believe it's Shannon, yeah.
How did that transpire?
I don't know. I don't know. It must have been passed to her from Brian.
That's cool.
At least the invite. Because it's not me.
It's not. I know it's not you.
Not me.
Oh, well, that'll be
but
good. I'm excited.
I think she got her plane ticket a couple days ago, or she's working on it. I kind of lost track.
Okay.
You want to talk to her?
No, I'll talk to her in a little bit. But.
There you go.
What else is new? What's going on over there?
I mean, you're reminding me that I need to move from JCK planning to JCK scheduling.
Sure.
So I'm going to go get on that. And
is there anything new?
Gold is being kind of a bear. It's
annoying.
So I repriced the whole store, and now it's back to where I last repriced the store, and there's no way I'm taking it back down. So
right, might as well just leave it.
At this point, I'm not changing it back. So I have kind of a little bit of that I may still complete and just have everything at a higher level than it currently is. But don't worry, it will catch up. This is merely a correction, is what I say.
What do I got to do to get an order over there? You guys?
Stock order?
No, like a diamond order.
I don't know. I think you're already doing the thing.
So far, I mean, we're doing okay.
I mean, if you haven't had one in a while, just because you didn't pop up on the Polygon as having what they needed. I thought Carolyn had memoed a whole bunch from you.
She ordered a couple, for sure. What's Polygon?
Stuck. You don't know what Polygon is?
No, I know
Polygon. Polygon, RapNet, Nevada,
yeah.
All of the ways to buy diamonds.
Yeah, but those are
such
junk.
Don't you play dumb with me.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, is that the store's process? Is, like, you get a diamond order, and then, like, somebody just goes to Rap or Nevada and goes, what Indian vendor has the ugliest, cheapest diamond that we can make the most money on?
I highly doubt that's how it goes, but if you want to go talk to our AGS appraiser, he will put you in your place about that.
Wait a sec. So who's ordering the diamonds for the store now?
It depends on who you're asking. I order stock diamonds, and Mark orders individual diamonds for people.
Got it. So Mark is the new...
He's not the new. Mark has been doing this since before you were born.
Oh, got it. He's been there. He's the guy that orders for the store. So if Shannon or Matt have a call for a diamond, they go to Mark, and then Mark orders the diamond?
At this point, yes, because he is so knowledgeable, it is a waste to not use his knowledge.
Got it. But this is something new that's just starting to happen, or yes or no?
That's actually within the last couple weeks.
Got it. Okay.
In the last couple of weeks. You probably haven't gotten direct calls because we're trying to keep our sales team selling.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So
taking them out of the
You're having a centralized order person.
That's right.
Who is
Would
Mark?
Would you like to talk to Mark?
Of course.
Okay, one moment please.
Thank you. Jessica, nice talking to you.
Yeah, nice talking to you.
I hope to put a face with the voice in
Hey, it's Mark.
Mark, this is Michael Sirianni, RDI Diamonds.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing good. It's nice here. Sun's out for a change. Warm.
Jessica was
just doesn't take much to make me happy.
Jessica was just saying, 72 today is a... Yeah. Man, it's been a long winter. That is for certain.
Yeah, we had a bad February, really bad. The average temperature is like 25 degrees, and for Kentucky, that's pretty low.
Yeah.
That is usually more like a 40 or so. Anyhow, we're through that, and Jessica said to talk to you. I do my shopping on Rap.
Yeah, sure.
And I go basically whoever's got the lowest price for what I'm looking for. What I'm looking for is very specific. It has to be an ideal proportion stone.
Sure.
So that's kind of what I do. So I'm ordering stones for the, you know, for the rest of the sales staff now, because I've been doing it for a long time.
That's exciting. Yeah, good. Yeah, I kind of figured that that's what was happening. They said, you know, that was, you know, put a centralized order in place and go from there. And, well, that's awesome, Mark. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks. It keeps me busier, which I like.
Yeah.
I used to do all the appraisal work here, and I've got somebody that takes care of that now and got it off my back. And so I've got more time now.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah. Thanks.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, you know what? Let me know. You know, I'll send you an email with my contact and all the information. You're welcome to, you know, toss me in depending on what you see. I know RepNet's kind of a, this can sometimes be a bear, specifically when you're dealing with so many different vendors and things like that. But, you know.
No, actually, I swim like a stream in that. It's no problem because I can put in parameters. Like I want crown angle from, you know, 34 to 35.5, pavilion 42.5 to 43, crown height 15 to 16.5, everything that will give me the perfect looking diamond.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, there used to be three companies that cut great, beautiful stones, and that was the three Ks. It was Kaplan, Kiger, and Kepi. Mm-hmm. And then eventually people started, I think when the Japanese got interested in the market, they got pushed for better make than most people had. So other companies started doing it. Now there's a lot of people doing it, but it's still not that many diamonds that are cut to those specifications. So it makes it pretty easy. I can usually narrow it down to, you know, 10 or 15 stones, something like that.
Well, that's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
No, thank you. I'm
psyched for you. As somebody who is 42 and been in the business 22 years, I remember the old days of AGS 000, and we used to do Conclave, and I remember the days of, you know, having a diamond that was what it says it was. You know, remember that? I remember, Mark, I'm sure you did too. SI2s, you couldn't see an SI2 with a 10-power loop back in the day. Now you can see an SI2 from 10 feet away.
Sometimes, you're right. Yeah, I got this. I had this, my gemologist diploma was signed by Richard Lidicott.
That's
my diamond too, Lidicott too.
That's amazing.
So, I got my, I think my registered jeweler back in 79. So I've been doing this.
That's great.
Long time. Yeah, it's great. It's a great job.
It's been an awesome career for you. Well, I just wanted to introduce myself because I don't think we've ever actually spoken on the phone. And I hope if you need something, you give me a holler, and I'll do my best I can. And if I'm ever off by 3 or 4% on RAP, and you see my name on there, let me know, and I'd be happy to come down to where you need to be price-wise.
Okay.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Yeah,
thank you,
thanks,
sir.
Mark. Look forward to chatting more.
Yes, sir.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.